justice in the school of thought of late Muhammad Ridha Hakimi is the absolute justice. Justice for all the world. Justice for human being. So when Allama Hakimi is trying to give this justice, he says that I should drive out this justice from ayat and rivayat.
Maktab Tafkik is holding this view that we have to separate between these three: philosophy, mysticism, and religion, meaning Quran and Ahadith. Okay. So when someone wants to seek the truth, he cannot benefit from the other two approaches, meaning Irfan and philosophy, because these two school of thought are man-made and they are subject to errors.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher. I'm your host, Atta. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Mahdavi and Shaykh Ziaini. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Mahdavi, and welcome to your show.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Ziaini, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to your show, The Teacher.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
So, we are still talking about the late Muhammad Reza Hakimi. Recently, we missed this outstanding man. August 22nd, 2021 is the day that he passed away. A polymath, a bellatrix, a mujtahid, and a scholar in the field of Quran and Hadith, whose mainly works were concerned with the social reformation and social justice. That's why the late Muhammad Reza Hakimi is called as the thinker or a scholar who is after justice in the society. Sheikh Ziaunia, we know that the late Muhammad Reza Hakimi belongs to a group of thinkers or scholars who are called as Maktab Ma'arifi Khurasan or the Tafkik. We can say a school of thought. Give us some information about this school of thought and the late Hakimi as belonging to this group of people.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Every school of thought is consisted of different scholars and figures. Some are founders of the school of thought and the others are the followers of that school of thought.
That's right.
The late Allama Muhammad Reza Hakimi is the follower of the school of thought of Tafkik. The founder is Ayatollah Mirza Mehdi Isfahani.
That's right.
And you know, the school of thought of Tafkik is a very broad school of thought.
That's right.
Different generations beside different ideas itself.
That's
for
right.
Example, we have some figures in this school of thought that are like a late Allama Hakimi,
okay,
that was a friend of late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh.
That's right.
But beside this, you know, friendship, they are having some, you know, differences in their ideas. For
That's
example,
right.
Late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, was believing in Irfan, in mysticism, and in philosophy. Late Allama Hakimi was not believing in that, but he was aiding the Islamic revolution
of Iran.
He was aiding even Ayatollah Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi.
That's right.
And when Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, was in prison at the era of the king, I mean Pahlavi king, late Allama Hakimi and his teachers, they moved from Mashhad to come to Tehran and Qom to help Ayatollah Khomeini.
That's right.
So, you know, this is a friendship between them, besides having different ideas.
Ideas.
This is a type of scholars in the school of thought of Tafkik.
The peaceful coexistence,
yes,
that exists between different scholars of Islam.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
But unfortunately, there are some extremists also in these two different schools of thought. I mean, the school of thought of Urafa, that,
yes,
they believe in Irfan and mysticism beside Ahadith and Ayat.
That's right.
And also in the school of thought of Tafkik.
That's right.
That they believe that, okay, we have to only follow Ayat and Rivayat and we are not allowed to accept Irfan or mysticism or philosophy that is falsafa.
That's right.
So we have to take these issues in consideration and be aware of the subjects like that, that, okay, late Allama Hakimi was a person of Maktab Tafkik.
Yes.
But he was not, you know, giving blasphemy or addressing blasphemous words toward other,
yes,
scholars.
Yes.
So Being a tafkiki person does not mean that, okay, I'm completely against rationalism.
That's right.
No, this is not correct.
Okay.
Being a tafkiki person is not meaning that I should stand against every figure who believes in philosophy.
That's right.
And be an enemy of him. Mm-hmm. No, this is not the meaning. So if we see that someone or a figure is standing against our scholars who are believing in philosophy and unfortunately, in Al-Dawillah, are cursing upon
yes.
them. These, you know, issues are extremism in Tafkik.
For sure, the late Muhammad Reza Hakimi was not an extremist.
For sure, yes.
For sure. He was, in the message of the condolence that was given by the leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, he is referred to as a person who was devoid any type of arrogance or love for this world. At the same time, I think that the late Muhammad Reza Hakimi, as you said, was following his school of thought in which he belonged to, that is, tafkik. But Sheikh Mahtavi, what type of thinking is the tafkiki type of thinking?
Actually, to respond to this question, we have to say that with respect to different generations of tafkik, the response is different.
Okay.
For example, when we study the first generation of tafkiki people, we see the one who has initiated this school of thought, which is Mirza Mahdi Isfahani, he is totally against philosophy and mantiq and logic.
That's right.
So based on his understanding, even one single premises cannot help us with respect to understanding or getting any sort of cognition about the truth and reality.
That's right.
So he's totally against mantiq and falsafe, totally against philosophy and logic.
That's right.
But when we move to the second generation, to which Allama late Muhammad Reza Hakimi belongs, we can say that as it is mentioned in some of his works, he doesn't have such approach against philosophy and logic. We see that even in some of the works he has introduced, the work Al-Hayat, the rational approach of Islam upon the life.
That's right.
So using this word, rationality,
that's right,
it gives this connotation that okay, the author of the book is not totally against this. And also we have one work, if I'm not mistaken, he is writing in favor of Mullah Sadra. He is
trying
to defend Mullah Sadra.
That's right.
Although there are a lot of criticism against his work, saying that you are trying to defend Mullah Sadra and it has nothing to do with the way that you are presenting Mullah Sadra school of thought.
Yes.
We see that the second generation of tafkik, they are not totally against that type of understanding that we can observe in the first generation.
Another sign that he was an intellectual in the true sense of the word is that he wrote some books in commemoration of the figures that might not necessarily belong to his own interest. I mean, for example, he has a commemoration book on Allama Jafari. We know he was after philosophy. Allama Shahid Mutahhari also too, the late Ayatollah Marashi Najafi, Allama Sha'rani, Allama Tabatabai, Falaturi, or Sayyid Jalaluddin Ashtiani. These people on whom Allama Hakimi wrote the book and a kind of commemoration belong to the field of philosophy or mysticism. So this shows that he was not at all an extremist.
By the way, they were holding this view that Quran and Hadith are the unique and genius resources from which we can get knowledge and cognition to find out about the truth and reality.
That's all right.
It was one of the principle of his school of thought.
Or pillars of the school of thought. That's all right. Sheikh Ziyaniya, so in this way, we have the Quran and Ahadith, but still we have this rationality which must be used under the shadow, or it's better to say under the umbrella of Quran and Hadith. I think it is very much difficult for a scholar to refer only to the Quran and Hadith and deduce the very pure message of them. I mean, it depends on the knowledge and the scholarly character of the researcher too, isn't it?
For sure. You know that if a researcher tries to find out the Islamic ideas throughout the Quran and Ahadith, he has some approaches.
Yes.
He has some fields of study. And with that, previous studies, he is going into the ahadith and ayat to drive out the reasons.
That's right.
And the results.
Okay.
So because he has some approach, maybe his results also would be different from different person. And this is the, attribute of knowledge.
Yes.
Because we are not infallible. We have some, approaches. We have some tendencies. And if these tendencies are in a way that do not deteriorate us from the right path.
I mean, that's right.
I'm not being biased.
Yes.
If I'm a biased person, mm-hmm. I have decided my idea. I have chosen my idea before going into through the ayat and revayat.
That's right.
But if I'm a person with some approaches, I have no, I'm not biased.
That's right.
I have no judgment before going through the resources.
Yes.
I'm trying to find the truth.
This is what Allama Hakimi called taqaddum ad-din dar ikhtilaf miyan din wa aql. It means when there is a difference between religion and intellect, the priority or preference is with the religion.
This is a very crucial question.
Okay.
Some other scholars, they believe that intellect is not divided from religion.
Okay.
They say, for example, we have some riwayat that they mention that, okay, you have different, gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of which is riwayat and ayat, and one of which is intellect. So you cannot divide.
So this is an answer or rebuttal to scholars like Hakimi?
Yes.
Okay.
Those people, those scholars, they believe that intellect is also a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot say that intellect is out of religion.
That's right. Okay.
So, this question is a very important one, is a very basic question.
Yes.
And I do not think that we may come to the conclusion in a single session because great scholars like late Hakimi, late Allama Tabatabai, late Imam Khomeini, they had argumentation regarding this issue. So this question is very important and very basic.
But I think there is a commonality between all of them. I mean, regarding in the true sense of the word. And that is that they believed in a framework, in a fixed framework, which is the shari'at, I mean, the obligations and the tark of muharramat, or leaving the forbidden ones. Although they might belong to different schools of thought, but they have one commonality, and that is observing and keeping right the basics of the religion of Islam. And this is, I think, very important. Something which is denied by very so-called broad-minded intellectuals of the Islams. I mean, they call themselves secular Muslims or something like that, okay?
Yeah.
So which do not believe in the basics of the religion of Islam, and they try to negate them and deny them.
Believing in Sharia or, Ahkam is very important.
Yes.
At the time of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam, also we had some, different ideas between the companions of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam. For example, we have Hisham ibn Hakam. He was a figure who was somehow a rationalist.
That's right.
We have some other figures who are not having this approach.
That's right.
Even they have some, I do not want to use the word debate. Even they have some discussions with each other.
Okay.
But they are sitting around the same table.
That's right.
What is that? Believing in Islam, believing in Quran, and practicing Ahkam.
That's right.
That's why Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam regards and mentions ghulat, those people who were believing in Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam as God, and they were saying that, okay, Ahkam is done by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu
wasalam. The exaggerators.
Yes.
Yes.
And we are not responsible for Ahkam anymore. We are not responsible to say prayer. We are not responsible to perform fasting, to pay zakat, nothing else. Ahkam and, injunctions of religion are done by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. And we are their followers, so we will have their intercession in the hereafter.
That's right.
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam has called them infidels.
Oh.
So, the exact point that you mentioned,
yes,
all these scholars who are sitting around the table of Islam and are practicing ahkam and believing in them completely, if they have different approaches, no problem.
Yes.
This is the...
But the rope is safe.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
وَعَتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا.
That's all right. So, Sheikh Mahtavi, any final points?
No specific contribution, but...
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Ziaynia and Sheikh Mahtavi, for a nice elaboration regarding the Tafkik school of thoughts. We know that the late Muhammad Reza Hakimi belongs to this group. They have their own articulations of the beliefs and their approach to the Islamic studies, which is very much respected. But what is important about, I think, the late Muhammad Reza Hakimi is that, according to many documents that exist and according to the many messages that have been sent, when you look at the variety of the messages of condolences that were sent for Hakimi, the late Hakimi, you can find that how much he was respected by different schools of thought. From the Maraja in the houses of Qom to the most important broad-minded intellectuals of the world of Islam have respected him and have sent him the message to the leader of Iran, the late Ayatollah Khamenei. I mean, this is the common point that we can find in a character like the late Hakimi. I think this shows something, and that is Hakimi and Hakimi's lifestyle was respected, and the social justice that he was after, the main slogan that he had, was very much respected by all the schools of thought, from among the house students, the house scholars, to the socialists, to the broad-minded people, to the intellectuals of the universities. He was a respectable man and honored and respected by many people. May he rest in peace and may Allah bless his soul. He was buried in the city of Mashhad, I think vicinity of the tomb of Imam Reza in the holy city of Mashhad. May Allah bless his soul. We really miss one of our greatest scholars of contemporary Iran, the late Allama Muhammad Reza Hakimi. Thank you much, Sheikh Mahtavi.
You are most welcome.
Brother. And Sheikh Ziaynia.
You are most welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. Visit our website at parstoday.com/Call of Islam page. Also our YouTube channel, Call of Islam Radio. We again express our condolences on the demise of the late Muhammad Reza Hakimi. To another episode, God bless you. Afi Amanullah.